been hearing a little bit about the N95 mask, and maybe there's a shortage in Pine Bluff at the fire department. Who better to speak to than, Fire Chief Sean Howe. Chief, thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what's the deal? I mean, do we have plenty of protection gear for the fire department?
Yes, we received some orders, so we have enough on hand to protect our members safely and provide effective service to the community. Early on, there was a backlog of orders. There was a big rush on orders, and orders were being delayed. But since that time, we've started to receive our orders. So we're caught up at this moment, and nationwide, there is a high demand for the N95 mask. So orders are maybe taking a little longer on delivery than normal. Usually it's a pretty quick turnaround when we place an order. So with everything being slowed down due to COVID-19 pandemic, you know, it's just got everything a little slower. But at this current time, we do have N95 masks for our members and able to provide a safe working environment for everybody. So we're caught up at this time.
Well, that's good. Are you conserving? Are you making them the mask? Are you making your members or your employees or your firemen? Are they having to conserve and maybe use them a little bit longer than normal, or is this kind of practice as usual?
We're still normal practice, primarily one-time use. What we have done is partner with Mecca to start a more in-depth screening process on the call to make sure we got all the information before we respond, so we know more information about the call as we respond, so that will help us determine what level of protection we need to provide once we get on the call. So Mecca's done a great job asking a lot more questions before we even get dispatched to help us understand what we're going to and what we need to do when we get there. So that's one of the big helps to help preserve the mask, is know that what calls call for what level of protection. So that's been a big help on having us able to manage our resources.
So you're making less calls. How long of a, if you didn't get any more masks in, how long would you be able to go? A week? A couple of days?
We have a 30-day window, you know, okay. And most of them now are telling us that they've gotten their orders. The suppliers are getting 2-3 week delivery time, where in the past it was, you know, same week delivery, if 3 to 5 days delivery. So now it's probably within a 2-week window that they're able to get matched to us, and we've had to expand our networking as the means that we get them. Normally we just have one or two vendors, but now we have multiple vendors we can reach out to. We've reached out to the state through Office of Emergency Management. They're able to get some. The hospital is partnered, so we're expanding our network and means of being able to get them rather than just ordering from one or two vendors. So that has helped us get masks also by having a broader network to reach and call from and place orders with.
Gotcha. Well, hey, I appreciate you jumping on. It's Pine Bluff Fire Chief Sean Howe. Thanks, and have a good day, Chief.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.